This Saturday and Sunday, members of the Statesboro Amateur Radio Society, STARS, and the Southeast Amateur Radio Association, SARA, will again join thousands of other local amateur radio operators, known as HAMs, around the world in a 24-hour exercise of skill and endurance known as Winter Field Day, WFD. The event is sponsored by the Winter Field Day Association, an organization committed to helping HAMs hone their portable emergency communication skills while gaining practice in winter environments. The potential for freezing temperatures, snow, ice, and other hazards present unique operational concerns. Winter Field Day is formatted to help increase HAM's preparedness for disasters and improve their operational skills in subpar conditions, according to their website. A fun exercise with serious applications. In order to practice their communication skills and challenge their abilities, many HAM operators will be packing up their gear and heading out of the comfort of their homes into remote locations where they'll be forced to test their communications prowess under a myriad of winter conditions. Their goal: making as many contacts as possible in spite of suboptimal conditions. Marvin Turner, callsign W0MET, the WFD Association president, said, "Winter Field Day is not a contest, it was never meant to be. It is a communications exercise. We hope to mix things up and challenge you to get out of your comfort zone with something that stretches your limits and resources. After all, isn't that what disasters do?" HAM's enthusiast Buddy Horn at last year's event. Photo provided. Turner says the organization is continuing to make positive changes that he hopes will push people to step outside of the normal boundaries of operating and improving their amateur radio knowledge. "So often, we get stuck in the status quo, and we just sit down and operate our HF, VHF radio from home or in the vehicle as we drive to the store or work. We don't know when those disasters or needs will arise, and our services may be needed," he warns. Remembering Dr. Charles Mark, KF4MLT, OLEC, last year's local participants dedicated their Winter Field Day experience to Dr. Charles Mark, KF4MLT, OLEC, past president of STARS, who died January 19, 2023 from complications of lymphoma. Dr. Olick was a former professor of math and computer science at Georgia Southern University, and an active ham radio enthusiast. "This event continues his mission of introducing and exposing the public to the wonders of amateur radios. It also provides an opportunity for amateur operators to connect and test their equipment to ensure they are ready to step up if needed in a time of disaster or emergency," said Buddy Horn following last year's event. Last year's event in memory of Dr. Mark Olick, former STARS president. Photo provided. Come experience the magic. STARS and SARA members will set up at the Bullock County Horsemen's Arena, 507 Mill Creek Road, starting around 8 a.m. Saturday, January 27. In the hours before the official start time, HAMs will string wire antennas from the lampposts to operating positions under the open shelter, and connect them to their radios, computers, and other essential gear. At 2 p.m. Eastern Time, or as HAMs call it, 1900 Coordinated Universal Time, the fun event will begin with the first transmission of CQ, CQ, CQ Winter Field Day. This is KF4DG, CQ Winter Field Day. The general public is invited to come out to the Horsemen's Arena and join the fun. Information on amateur radio and how to become a ham will be available at the event, and hams are eager to share their love of this hobby. Participants set up at Bullock County Horsemen's Arena. Photo provided. Under the supervision of a licensed ham, participants will be given the opportunity to pick up the microphone and make calls, too. Ham's operators all agree, there is a little magic in talking to someone hundreds or thousands of miles away by means of a wire and a radio signal.